Mackey Motors pregame show continues here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Let's talk Kemper football. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp joining us here today. And, Coach, congratulations on a great start to the season so far. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Coach. Doesn't get much more fun than this. A win here tonight locks you in at the worst as a two-seed, keeps you in the hunt for a district championship. Even a loss tonight, you win next week at Underwood, it would be a three-way tie, and then it gets all those crazy tiebreakers to determine probably the district champion. But you guys in Trainer tonight, like I said, the worst you can get, second place district champion still on the line. So you got 2 weeks left of the regular season. There's still a ton to play for.
Absolutely. You know, we kind of talk to our kids about it. You know, we got to kind of have a playoff mindset now, because every team we play from here on out, you know, Trainer, Underwood, and then the first round, we're going to be having a playoff caliber team too. So, you know, these next couple weeks, we got to work on, control we can control and look to improve.
You guys got a little banged up last week against ESAC County. You were already missing Tavanami, who hopefully will be back this week after just being sick last week. But Chris Moore goes down during the game with an injury and stuff. How are you guys health-wise coming into this game with it being a critical game?
A few guys got banged up. You know, Chris, his injury, you know, he's going to be out for a little bit here and stuff. So, you know, other guys are going to step up. And, we're just kind of preparing other guys in there, because – you got to tell the guys, you know, we hate seeing guys get hurt, but we still got to focus on the team, and everybody's just got to be ready to go.
Good week of practice with the new guys and everybody else. What were some of the things you focused on going into this Trainer game?
You know, a lot of this one, this is more of a mindset week. You know, Trainer runs triple option where everyone gets a point. So, we're this week to, you know, every level, line, linebackers, DBs. I got to be focused on their job too. So we really worked on timing and angles this week, because that's when we were watching it last week's film. We realized, we got to have better angles and pursuit. So, and that's things we definitely worked on a lot this week.
You said they run some option. Is it the triple option or just, I guess you would call the regular, the non-triple option?
No, it's triple. I mean, it's kind of old school a little bit. They do some, but they spread you out a little bit also. You know, it's dive, the quarterback will keep it, and there's always a pitch man too. So, yeah, but you have to prepare for the level, because they have some good athletes and good speed with it.
The one thing I noticed is it looks like a lot of big plays. Are they getting those out of the run game because of the option, or where do you think they're getting those big plays from?
Yeah. You know, they're trying to do the job. You know, they get stuff. Also, I get stuff. Also, boom, there's a 60-yard touchdown run. And, you know, they have a bruiser of a fullback. They hand up to him. You know, he's going to get 2 to 3 yards every time. So, they're kind of loaded the fleet too. And the quarterback does a real nice job of running it. So, you have to be prepared for him.
Are you more concerned with the running back or the Schumacher kid at tailback?
If you look at the numbers, you know, they're pretty split between the quarterback, Schumacher kid, and the fullback about carries-wise. So, you know, you got to be ready for all three levels of them.
Tight end, deep downfield, is that where they use him, play action? I see the Peterson kid leads him with 16 catches, a little over 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. So I'm guessing pull you in and strike over the top.
Get the ball in space and let him go to work. You know, he's averaging almost 20 yards a catch. So you definitely got to be aware of where he's at, and got to be able to tackle him. He does get the ball in his hands, because he's done a nice job for them, been a good playmaker.
How do you like how your defense matches up? What can you do defensively to throw them out of what they want to do?
You know, we've seen this formation the last couple of weeks with ESAC and West Monona. So we kind of know how to defend it a little bit, how to line up to it. But now we have those other schools didn't run the read option as much too. So I thought it can help us alignment-wise. That we've kind of seen it. But now we got to make sure we're focused and stop those things. So as long as every level does their job, everybody focuses on it, I feel like we can play some stout defense this week.
Coach, it looks like they run a 3-4, and from what I've been able to gather, their secondary kind of ball hawks a little bit when the ball's in the air. How do you attack those guys? I know you're going to want to run the football, but last week had to go to the air, and it was pretty effective for you.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be aggressive. You know, they'll bring pressure. You know, they might lose a guy here or there. So, you know, one thing I've seen a couple of weeks is we've had guys open multiple times in games. We've got to make that connection and help us get a little bit more successful on offense.
Coach, it looks like I'm assuming they're two defensive ends. They've got them lined, labeled as just D linemen, but I'm assuming with their tackle numbers, the Lift kid and the Schultz kid, pretty good athletes up there, both putting up pretty good numbers. How did they use those guys up front?
Oh, you know, they're just they move around, but they'll do some slanting, do some twists. They play a very aggressive 3-4. At least one back, one or two backers coming every single time, too. So I think they do a nice job of slanting and twisting, getting them available. So all linemen have to have their eyes open and communicating, being ready this week.
Run game, is it going to be more effective, do you think, up the middle for you guys, or do you think getting to the edges is where you'll have better success?
It might be the edge. It kind of depends a little bit. We'll have to read, check out what they're doing to us, and take what's there. So hopefully, we can. If we get one big ball, within the offensive, we might be able to best a play here and there too. So we'll just stay on it and stay positive for our guys too. They're going to play. We said they're going to answer back some plays as well.
Coach, a lot of teams losing to Underwood, ranked number 2 in the state. Looks like, as of right now, maybe one of the better teams in the state in the class. But Tri-Center, they're having a solid year in that IKEA Manning district. Did you guys see that film? Anything that the Trojans did in handling them? I think they won 16-0, that you can take away for either side of the ball?
Yeah, a little bit. They really just played. They kept stuff in front of us. They let trainer run their offense, and they didn't blitz a whole lot because sometimes in this these type of styles, you blitz, you might give them a gap or a seam. So they really did a good job of keeping things in front of them. And that was week 2. Trainer's improved a lot since then. You watch the trainer in the film. I know they lost 45-0, but much of the first half, it was a close game. And the trainer Underwood had a couple lucky breaks the other way, too. So, Trainer's a very physical and a very good team.
Coach, turnover is going to be key. You guys have done a good job of not turning the football over. What have you told the kids? What have you guys talked to them about that you guys have been so good this year, really, at not turning the football over?
Just moving the sticks. We got to keep it simple. We take it one play at a time, one down at a time. We got to control the clock, hold on to the ball, and move those sticks, and we'll be okay. We eliminate big plays going against us. Last week we had a couple of them that really hurt us, one on offense, one on defense. But it's a game of plays. We made big plays as well. If we keep things simple and do it, be locked in, we'll be all right.
You mentioned big plays. They've had some success in special teams, an 86-yard kickoff return and also a punt return for a touchdown this year. Is that something that concerns you guys, is the special teams, or do you feel like you match up well?
I think we'll be okay. Our coverage has been pretty good. We give them one big return, week 3, but overall our guys have been down in coverage. So, we're going to maybe try to keep it away from them a little bit more, but overall I got confidence in our guys that we can get that done.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors pregame. I know I'll be looking forward to coming down and chatting with you for the scoreboard show following the game, and then, of course, on Saturday morning as well for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show. Appreciate all the time you give us every single week for the pregame and the postgame stuff. So thanks very much. Best of luck coming up tonight. Looking forward to seeing you after the game.
Absolutely, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp again with the Kemper and Knights. So we'll step away, take a break. I've got Mark Fielmeyer joining me next for the broadcast right here on KCIM.